Okay, today's daf is Erev and Daf Hey, so let's review Erev and Daf Hey. Hey, Gavol Master Mamo Balamato Kama Might. If the beam over the entrance of a Mavoi was higher than 20 amos, and you want to raise the ground so that the beam will be less than 20 amos off the ground, how wide should the area of raised ground be? Rav Yosef Amar Tefach, Abai Amar Arba'a. Rav Yosef says it only has to be a single Tefach wide, Abai holds it has to be four Tefachim wide. So Gemara has four suggestions as to what the basis of their Machlokas is. Mandi Amar Tefach Sabar Mutu L'Shtamish Tach Sakora. Rav Yosef holds that you can carry directly under the beam, so as long as the beam is recognizable at that spot, people will avoid carrying out of the Mavoi into Rosh Hashanah. Mandi Amar Abba Sabar Asu L'Shtamish Tach Sakora. Abaye holds that you can't carry directly underneath the beam, so the beam has to be recognizable from beyond the area directly underneath it, and that's why you have to have a four tefach area so that you can see the beam from not only right underneath it. Second explanation of the machlokas: Marsav Akor Mishum Hekar. If Yosef holds the beam, it's just a reminder, so one tefach suffices. Marsav Akor Mishum Mechitza. Abayi holds it creates a mechitza that has to mark off an area of four tefachim. Third explanation: Marsav Raminu Hekar Shalmata Keker Shalmala. Rav Yosef holds the area below only has to be as large as the remainder on top. Umar Savalor Minin Hekar Shalmata Kekar Shalmaila. Abaye holds the remainder on the floor must be larger than the remainder on top. And the final explanation, the fourth explanation, Bigzeira Shami Yifchas Kamifali, that Abaye requires a larger space because he's concerned that over time the raised ground will become narrower. Rav Yosef wasn't concerned about this. Hayapachos Measar Tefachim. Next case the Gemara discusses is what if the beam was not too high, but it was too low? It was within 10 Tefachim of the ground. How wide of an area of ground has to be dug out in order to be permitted to carry in the mavui? So Rav Yosef Amar ba'arba'a, Rav Yosef holds an area of four tefachim is enough. Abaye Amar ba'arba'a amos, Abaye holds you need to dig out an area of four amos into the mavui. Rav Ami and Rav Yassi hold that if one of the side walls of the mavui is breached, as long as there's four tefachim of wall between the entrance and the breach, you can carry in the entire mavui. Even Abaye may agree with this, because maybe he only requires four amos when initially building a mavui, but not when troubleshooting an already existing but damaged mavui. Amar Abaye Mino Aminala. Abaye gives two possible sources for his opinion. First, the Braisa says, Ein Mavui Nita Belechi V'Kora Achiu Batim V'Chatzeros Psuchel Natocho. In order for a beam or a pole to allow carrying the Mavui must have houses and Chatzeros that open up into it. So Abaye points out that if the entire Mavui were only four Tvachim, there would be no room for multiple Chatzeros to open into it, especially since its length has to be greater than its width. Rav Yosef would answer that Chatzeros can open up from each of the back corners of the Mavui. Second, Rami Bar Chama holds that a lechi that's four amos long is no longer considered a lechi, but rather it's considered a wall of the mavui, and therefore tzarich lechi achar latiro requires another lechi to permit it. Apparently, four amos is the size of a mavui, because we say that once the lechi hits four amos, it's not a lechi, it's a mavui. So four amos must be the size of a mavui. Rav Yosef would respond that just because four amos is the size needed to no longer be considered a lechi, doesn't mean that a mavui has to be four amos. It's just that once this outgrows lechi, it can now be a mavui, but maybe you could have a mavui that's less than four amos also. Maximum size of a lechi and the minimum size of a mavui have absolutely nothing to do with each other. Amram Bar Chama Rav Huna lechi abolit mi defano shel mavui. Last discussion on the daf, if there's an oversized lechi protruding at least four amos from the wall of the mavui, it no longer functions as a lechi, and we need another lechi to permit carrying in the mavui. So the Gemara discusses several issues relating to this psak. First, osa lechi hechad ma'amido, where would the new lechi be placed? So two possible answers. It may be placed at the other end of the entrance, opposite the oversized original lechi, and then it would just be normal. Or it may be placed as an addition to the original oversized lechi, but then it would have to be made a bit taller, or a bit shorter, or a bit wider, or a bit thinner than the original lechi, so that it would be recognizable as a lechi, and not just a continuation of that oversized lechi that has turned into a wall. Second, Amar Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, this is only necessary if the width of the mavui is at least 8 amos. But if it's only 7 amos, the oversized lechi, which would make the fourth side, Amud Meruba Alaparetz, more wall than open space, would serve as an actual fourth wall, and then you'd be allowed to carry the mavui anyway. It would be a regular Rosh Hayachid. The assumption is that if a chatzar which cannot be permitted with a lechi or kora can be permitted with a fourth wall, a mavui which can become mutter with a lechi or kora can certainly be mutter with a fourth wall. The Kal V'Chomer works if there are no leniencies that apply to chatzeros and not to mavuos, such as the size of an acceptable breach. Ravashi amar afilu tema b'mavui shmona. Ravashi adds that even if the mavui is exactly 8 amos wide, the 4 amo wide lechi should work. If the lechi is slightly more than 50% of the width of the opening, it is omid murbal aparetz and works like a wall. If the lechi is slightly less than 50% of the width, it's less than 4 amos and should still work as a lechi. So manavshach, it's okay. There's a third possibility. It may be exactly 50% of the entranceway. Yeah, but that's only a suffik. And suffik devrei and lahakel were lenient in sveikos relating to dinim derabanan, like carrying in a mavui.